You gotta behave on this phone call.
They're recording it?
Yeah. Get like a free 30-minute phone call plus $20. That's pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, but I don't want to hear myself on TV or something. On 60 Minutes.
Now, what they're doing, they're working on a voice activation thing or something. And like how you can, like a voice, how it recognizes voices.
Mm-hmm.
And so then now they've been going to different colleges or whatever. But they're getting southern female voices now. Or people with southern accents.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like how you talk different according to who you're, you know, what you're saying or whatever. And how your voice fluctuates. And they're trying to make sure that the computers can recognize all voice patterns. You know what I mean?
No, I love you.
Huh?
I love you, baby.
Well, I love you, too.
Do we get a copy of the tape?
No.
Oh. So I couldn't tell you a really funny joke right now?
Yeah, you could.
You want me to tell you a funny joke?
Okay.
Okay,
Is it dirty?
Yes, it's really dirty.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're being recorded.
I don't care. They ain't gonna ever call me up and say you're a dirty mind or anything.
Okay.
Okay, there was this little boy who liked to invent things, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, one of his friends came over and he was showing his friend this invention he had. And his friend said, "Man, that's a really neat invention. You ought to get a patent on it." The little boy, you know, who's really smart and everything, he goes, "Yeah, I guess you're right. I could probably make a lot of money." So he went to the patent office and he walked in and there's this little guy sitting behind the desk, you know, at the patent office with glasses and looks like a real big-time nerd.
Mm-hmm.
And the little boy walks up and puts an apple on the table and says, "Sir, I'd like to get a patent on my invention." He said, "Well, what's your invention?" He said, "This apple." He said, "Well, son, you know, apples have been around a long time. You know, you really can't put a patent on an apple." He said, "But this is a special apple." And he says, "Well, what's so special about it?" He goes, "Well, go ahead and bite into it." So the guy bit into it and goes, "Whoa, man, this apple tastes like a peach." He said, "Well, turn it around to the other side." So he turned around, he bit into it and goes, "Whoa, this side tastes like grape." And little boy said, "Well, turn it around again." So the guy turned it back around. And he bit into it again. He goes, "Oh, man, that tastes like an orange." And the little boy said, "Well, turn it around, hit the, you know, bite into the very last side." So he turned around, he bent to it, and he goes, "Wow, man, that tastes like banana." He said, little man, you really got an invention here." So the little boy said, "Well, I even got a better invention." He goes, "I got another apple on my car that is just, hold on."
Okay.
Hello.
Mm-hmm.
That was a guy who's gonna look at my truck. Anyway, so the little boy goes, "I got this really good apple out of my car." And the man says, "Well, go get it, boy." So the boy runs out to his car and gets the apple, comes back. And says, "Now, what is this apple?" He goes, "Well, this is my special apple." He said, "Well, what's so special about it?" I said, "Oh, this is gonna sound really gross, so you just gonna have to get over it." He goes, "Tastes like pussy." He goes, "It tastes like pussy?" He goes, "Give me that apple, boy." And he bit into it and he goes, "Oh, God. Oh, I started spitting. Wow, this is horrible." He said, "This apple tastes like shit." And the little boy goes, "Turn it around."
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's terrible.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. We got to get you something constructive to do at work.
Turn it around.
Is that where you heard that?
Heard that at the academy.
Did you really?
Yeah, one of the guys there got up and told the whole class that joke.
He told the whole class?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
It's better in person, babe, because you just get to laughing so hard you can't stand it. I mean, he'd tell it once a week to the whole class and we'd just die. Everyone just die.
Every time he told it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
Turn it around.
I've been working on the costing for our product.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know how much direct labor is involved in that big old thing we're making? Only $3.50 worth. Takes $3.50 to make, of like direct labor to make this product. That's at $250,000 though. I couldn't believe that.
That doesn't sound bad.
That is awesome. That is awesome. Because, retail for that product is like $120. And then, we sell it to the wholesalers for like $60 to $70. Isn't that cool?
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was really cheap.
Rawr.
Rawr. So we'll be making a big profit on it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Turn it around.
Are you listening to me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What'd the guy say about your truck?
Huh?
What'd the guy say about your truck?
What guy? The one I just talked to on the phone?
To talk to somebody about your truck.
Oh, Michael? He said that he forgot and he's going to come by tomorrow, look at it, but I got court tomorrow, so. I'm going to drive it to work.
To see how it does.
Well, it's there's something wrong with the four-wheel drive like it was before. It's just worse now. It won't even go in a four-wheel drive now, so.
But two-wheel drive's working?
Yeah. So.
We need to call the man I got my truck from and get him to looking for one. Because he'll find some good deals.
Babe, I told you I'm not selling my truck.
When did you tell me that?
Well, we've talked about it before. We're selling your truck.
Bullshit. We're not selling my truck, then we're sticking with what we've got.
Okay, we're sticking with what we got then, baby.
You were just saying last week that we were supposed
baby, to I was kidding. The only reason I tease you about it because I know you and Jim talked about how crappy my truck was and how you can't wait to get rid of it.
That is not true.
That is true, baby.
That is not true, Brian.
Uh-huh.
I think you need to check your information sources. They are
they are lacking, I know, but...
They are lacking. You could have it a lot worse. I could be some spoiled little rich girl that would have to be the one with the new vehicle. And that was not entirely what we said. That is very biased. Before you start jumping to conclusions, you might want to check both sides of the conversation.
Hey, don't you jump on over me.
I'm not jumping on you.
Because I'll jump on you.
I want you to understand.
Rawr.
Anyway.
Hey.
Hmm?
Talk to me, baby.
Well, that makes me mad.
Baby, I'm just kidding. Relax. Chill out.
Well, I can't help it.
Take a pill. No, but Jim did say something about how you and him talked about, getting rid of my truck.
He was laughing because you never changed the oil in it. And anyway, talk about us driving so far. Because he made the statement that we would get a car. I said, I'm not getting a car. And I said, I know Brad's not getting a car.
Yeah, we don't. I just don't like driving in a car. I feel like I'm so closed in.
I feel like I'm so low to the ground, you know? Now, some cars are roomy, but some aren't, most aren't. Oh, did I tell you I emailed Chuck, but he hadn't emailed me back yet.
Really?
Yeah. He should have had time to write me back, but he hasn't. He may not have checked his computer yet, his email.
Yeah, he might have to call him and tell him.
Well, he could have sent me a message too, though, you know. And I wouldn't have known, but I told him in that message that I sent him to email me back at Jennifer's.
Hey.
What?
I love you.
I love you too, Brother John. Big time. Did you call your mom today?
No, I haven't.
You think you'd be able to get off work this weekend if she came?
Do what, baby?
Would you turn your TV off and talk to me?
No, baby, I couldn't hear you. I'll turn my TV off, though, if that makes you feel better. Hey, don't be demanding so much of me, okay?
Well, Brad, give me a little...
Give you a little slack, huh?
No, not a little slack, but a little something.
Hey.
You weren't listening to me.
I was, too, listening to you. I couldn't hear you. So I asked you to speak up. This conversation ain't going very well. It's probably because it's free.
Probably so. We're not working hard enough.
Free stuff. It just agitates the hell out of me.
That's sad.
They're paying you $20 to record this conversation? Oh. Well, at least they don't know me.
Watch it. Yeah, we're all... I guess Jennifer's calling from New York.
I mean, she's calling from New York.
Well, she's got to do it this weekend, too. And she's in New York, so I guess she's calling from New York to make her phone calls.
Why are they staying in New York?
Well, they're in New York State, Brad.
Oh.
Because it's like... All of about from the Meadowlands to the New York line is like 5 miles, if that much.
Yeah, but it'll take you a half hour to get that 5 miles.
I don't know. Because it was a lot cheaper. It was about $20 a person cheaper a night to stay where they're staying. And it's like 17 miles from the Meadowlands as compared to the closest, which was like 4 or 5. Oh, that's one chain that they call. So, I mean, they save $20 a person a night. That's $100. And they had a vehicle rented anyway. It won't surprise me if they're here tomorrow. I was surprised they didn't come in today.
They're not staying for the final game.
I don't know. They said they were talking about if they lost, they were going to go ahead and come home. I know George. I mean, that's why I make that statement. You know how angry he gets. He gets so mad, and I'm surprised if he stayed the whole game yesterday.
Remember the time we went to Atlanta and watched the game there?
Mm-hmm.
And when we left the game, how everyone was so down. I mean, you wanted to go out.
I know.
Keep partying.
I know.
And they're just like deadheads.
I know. Now it's the opposite, I think. We had a good time at Peach Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Even though somebody was hungover. Oh, I need Van and Julie's address too, baby.
Okay. Hope I wrote down Van's number in my address book.
You did, because I was sitting right there when you called his mama. It's not in the directory?
Huh?
You can't call the directory?
The directory?
For Cleveland and ask for Van Jones?
Nah, because they got a campus number, and they don't list campus numbers in the directory.
Hmm.
You got to call the campus during the campus hours.
Oh. Will tonight be a big night at work?
Uh-uh. Not usually. Sundays are just domestic violence, and that's about it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And the heavy-duty drunks are still really drunk. They stay drunk till about Monday.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They start sobering up Monday or Tuesday.
Get mean.
Mm-hmm. To be assholes. And then about Thursday night, they start getting drunk again.
Man.
There's only 2 days we don't run into drunks. It's Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
God, that's unreal.
Mm-hmm. It's just strange.
Who, Allie, is thinking up this tank? Oh, some kind of awful. I mean, I had cleaned it twice. It's unreal. I just can't keep fishing, man.
She eats the hell out of them.
I know.
They've never eaten that much when they were both in there.
Mm-mm. I mean, at all. That's just unreal.
Mm.
I don't know what her deal is.
I wonder how old she is.
I don't know. I wish there was some way, you know, by counting the scales on her shell or something. I wish there was some way to tell. If I knew how big they were when they were born.
I imagine she's at least 3 or 4 years old, though.
Oh, at least. I think so, too.
Because Barker, you know, he hasn't grown a whole lot since she had him. You know, Nia almost had...
Also, he wasn't eating. You got to take that into account, too.
That's true.
I wish we still had him.
Yeah, I like Barker.
I did too.
He was so fun.
I know. He had so much personality.
I'll never forget the time he kept getting in the whirlpool when the water was coming out. Spinning around.
That's funny. I think I'm going to get Mama to call the Iron Horse tomorrow and see what kind of specials they could give us or whatever.
Yeah, and I'll call my mom tomorrow night when my dad's not there and talk to her about what the hell's going on. And if she gives me bullshit crap, I'll just call my dad.
Well, I think you ought to call when your dad's there. That'd make her make a decision. I mean, she couldn't lie with him out there. You know?
Mm-hmm. I just don't know. I don't think she really knows what to do. I don't know what her problem is.
Well, she's had everything. She's always known what's been I mean, she's been telling me since the beginning what was their part and what was our part and this and that and the other.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I flat out told her, you know, the other day that she's going to have to come out here. And she said she knows. I said, when are you coming out? She said, I don't know. I said, well, it better be soon. She says, then she said she was trying to talk my dad into coming out. And I said, well, you know, if dad can't come out, dad can't come out, you know. I don't want to, you know, I just didn't want to hear that bullshit.
Well, I mean,
because my dad just can't pack up and leave for a few days.
Yeah, but I mean, Brad, look at Jennifer and them flew from Birmingham to New York City. I know, to New York, to somewhere, wherever they flew in. I think it was New York City for $120 round trip.
Hey, Donna, don't worry about the. My parents have got plenty of money.
But I mean, she can't say it's cost because I know they've got special deals.
Well, I know they got money.
Well, I mean, I don't know that, but.
I do.
I mean.
Now that you got me all excited, I want to call him right now.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Rawr. I can't decide what I want for supper.
I know what I want.
Me too. 2 months from tomorrow. Isn't that unreal?
Yeah, it's pretty strange.
Oh, my mom will be 79 tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She'll be 79 years old. Daddy said they went down there and everybody except for Jeff and Scott. I mean, all my other cousins and their family and everything. Me and Jeff and Scott and Stephanie were the only ones that weren't down there. She had the storm that came through last week. Well, it started out that Daddy and Uncle Larry were going to go tear down the old house that Mama and Papa used to live on. That's where Daddy was born.
Mm-hmm.
Right behind the, you know, in the garden back there. And they were going to disc up the garden and burn the old house down and tear it down and burn it. And last week, Uncle Larry couldn't go because he had a deer camp meeting. Well, one night last week, the storm came through. It was a little thunderstorm and everything and blew our front window out there in her den. And, you know,
that's your house?
In her house, inside her house.
Shit.
Yeah, and it also blew the old house down.
What old? You mean the old one out in your dad's new property?
No, baby. Mamaw and Papaw's house, behind Mamaw's yellow house now,
mm-hmm.
There was an old house in the back. You saw it when we went to the garden.
Yeah.
It was where, that was their very first house that they built when they got married. And Daddy was born there, and so was Uncle Larry. And I think Aunt Dot, too. And when they all, you know, when they outgrew that house, they just moved up and built the other one in front of it. But that old house had been standing there. Well, it had been insured. Mama didn't realize she kept it insured. And she got $3,700 by the time she paid to get her new window and all that stuff. She still had $3,700 from the insurance company for her front window in her house and that old house in the back.
Cool.
Isn't that cool? And you know, they were already gonna go ahead and tear it down the week before. So it was just luck that they didn't. I know. So she got $3,700 after she paid for everything and everything. So I thought that was really cool.
Mhm.
She's done planned everything she's gonna buy. She's getting a storm door and all kinds of stuff. New rockers and furniture outside. She's so funny. The wind's been blowing here.
Oh, it's been blowing here pretty bad last night.
Yeah, it was here too.
It's horrible.
Was it raining when you got your truck stuck?
Nah. It quit raining there for a little while.
Oh, well, you were lucky then.
Yeah. Well, I mean, lucky as in what? Matters how you look at it.
No. What could have been pouring down rain?
Yeah.
And you don't think they'll dock you for missing?
No, huh?
Well, that's good.
No, they're the ones that sent me home. I told them, you know, I said I didn't feel comfortable going home in my own car, you know. You know, it was something that happened at work and, you know, let me use one of the patrol cars to go home, and they wouldn't. And then I ended up getting stuck.
We'll have to use that excuse again.
Might have to wrestle in the mud every night, huh, baby?
Uh-huh. I'll come throw mud pies at you. Get you dirty so they'll send you home. That's funny.
Damn, you still on the phone?
Yeah, it's a free phone call. It's being recorded.
That's hard to explain.
I'll explain to you in a minute.
Jim's not working tonight?
Yeah, he's working.
Oh, he's just home for supper, huh?
Yeah, I think he starts morning shift this week.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't see how he does that swing shift stuff. That would kill me.
Yeah, rotating shifts all the time. Actually, I wouldn't mind rotating shift because that way I knew that, you know, every third, you know, you go a month on night shift with, you can suffer through that, and then you go 2 to 10, then you go to mornings. I mean, at least you have, you know, time at home.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
That's true.
Instead of being gone all the time.
Yeah.
They're talking about going to that over in Greenville. I wish they'd go to the 12-hour shifts where you work, where you have what they call power shift, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You work, you know, a certain shift every other week, you know. But then you only work 4 days a week and you work 12 hours and you have 3 days off.
Now, that would be good.
Mm-hmm.
But you work every single week. You just work a certain shift.
Mm-hmm.
You have two different shifts. Well, I guess it only could be two different shifts.
Oh, could you turn it off for me? The door's unlocked. Open the door and push the button. I'll put the light. I'm sorry. I left my interior light on.
Again?
Yeah, I don't know why. It just comes on sometimes. I don't know.
Well, that would be good.
Yeah, because if they went to a 12-hour shift and they had a rotating thing, and when you're off, your whole shift's off. I mean, you don't, your shift only works certain days a week.
Mm-hmm.
And then your whole shift's off. The reason they do that is so that the people that you work with are off at the same time you do. So, you know, you can be buddies. Brings the shift more closer together when you all got the same days off.
Oh, yeah. Well, that would work good. They're just talking about it, though.
Yeah, they're just throwing it around. They haven't. They've been throwing that around since I came here, since the new chief took over, so.
Oh.
I think it works out better that way. Because the people on morning shift, you know, they don't do shit. They don't work worth a damn. Mm-hmm. You know, you get all the lazy people on morning shift who don't like to really police. They just want to get their 8 hours in.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's, I don't think that's fair.
That's cool, though, because there again, the people on the street wouldn't recognize and know just one person that works in the area.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They get a dose of everybody. So they wouldn't have you cornered, you know.
It's just, I would like that better because that way I could have 3 days off a week.
Oh, that would be incredible.
Yeah, of course, I'd be cranky all the time because it'd be, you know, you'd be changing your sleeping habits, you know, every month. But and then I think they throw in like a, if you're on the power shift, you work a lot during like from 5 o'clock until